I'm AC Cedric, and this is my Spoken Zundi audio book for this week, and this is Dreams. It is Saturday night in the city. It is warm and my window's open, letting in a cool breeze. I know this is through no kindness towards me. Mother has left the window open so that I may hear the world outside. This is to punish me for my wickedness. I'm unsure as to the nature of my most recent transgression, but she assures me it was heinous indeed. I am to sit here and listen to the sounds of young people like myself enjoying the evening delights of the city. There is a restaurant on the other side of the plaza. I hear glasses chinking, cutlery against plates, laughter. The words are indistinct, but I hear stories being told. People guffaw as their companions reach their punchlines. I fill in the blanks and smile. These people must lead such interesting, rich lives out there in the city. Out there. I stand on my bed and peer through the window high in the wall. I can see little, but my imagination paints me a picture. Groups of friends will be huddled around tables, sharing stories while waiters bustle between them. They'll be carrying platters of steaming food, the dishes a riot of colour and smells as people sample cuisines, both exotic and local. The air will be thick with bonhomie and warmth. I turn away from the window, back to my bare little room. Mother took my books to punish me for forgetting to say grace. She shook my telescope and I forgot to bless her after she sneezed. She still allows me paper and pencils to write or draw, but she takes what I produce. She tells me my talents are not my talents, they are gifts from God, so my art must return to him. I do not understand this, but I do not tell her so in case she takes the paper away too. I lie down on my bed and think about the gift I've been given by the universe. It gave me sleep and the chance to dream. My eyes close and I melt into the arms of Morpheus, and he takes me to a world without prisons where I can run free. My dreams are no punishment or rules. God has no jurisdiction in my dreams. I hope you like that. Please leave comments if you do, and I'll see you next Sunday.